The comment period has closed for federal mine safety regulators considering increased rules for respirable silica, one of the main drivers of the black lung epidemic. Sydney Bowles reports, the comments signal a familiar divide between industry groups and safety advocates.
The 49 commenters ranged from union groups to concerned citizens to trade associations, and they all wrote to the Mine Safety and Health Administration to comment on a proposed silica rule. MSHA said it may consider increased regulations on silica, but has also supported the use of personal protective equipment. Coal miners and health advocates say personal protective equipment, or PPEs, alone is not enough to stop skyrocketing rates of disease. Robert Cohen is a professor of medicine at Northwestern University and submitted comments on behalf of the American Thoracic Society, which supports increased regulations on silica dust. He spoke at a recent MSHA hearing.
It didn't seem to me that MSHA was as interested in our thoughts about why the epidemic is occurring and what could be done to control silica. Rather, it seemed to be that they were seeking permission to use PPE in place of engineering controls and other things to control silica and monitor it more carefully.
An additional commenter, a miner who remained anonymous for fear of retribution, said his employer intentionally violated current dust monitoring protocols. 1 in 5 experienced Appalachian coal miners currently has some form of black lung. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Sydney Bowles.